layoff. Not a huge layoff, but a slight layoff. We are back with the Monsters Eye View podcast. And so thankful that you guys are along for the ride with us. Kaylee Lane, Tony Brown here with you. We've got a great show for you today. We'll have our warm-up. We'll have our talking points. We'll see what's on the docket for the Monsters. And, of course, Kaylee's questions is coming up. But, Kaylee, the big headline is we have a sponsor on the podcast now, which is an awesome development. And the Monsters Eye View podcast now presented by Main Event. Kaylee, we've been out to the Main Event for the Monsters Meet the Team party. That was awesome, and it's awesome to have them on board.
It was super fun. I remember looking up and seeing Tyler Engel on the, was it ropes course or something?
Right. Yeah.
Above? I ended up posting something. I see a bird. I see a plane. Wait, it's actually Tyler Engel. So they have really good stuff out there. Bowling, games, ropes course, food, drink, anything you can think of. Super family friendly venue.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great, perfect place for that kind of event. And it's a great place to hang out if you have, you know, some time to spend with the family. So visit our great friends at Main Event. All right, on the podcast today, though, Kaylee, let's get into it here with our warm up. And let's talk a little Monsters hockey on the ice here before we get into all the great off the ice stuff. And let's start with the road trip. Now, the Monsters recently came off a week on the road. They went 2-2 over that stretch. But, hey, when you can come off the road, even losing a couple games, still in first place, that's good.
Fantastic. That's all we like to see.
Yeah, Monsters with a nice cushion atop the North Division. First, it was a 4-3 overtime win in Chicago on December the 30th. Nice to beat a team in Chicago that might be buried in the standings a little bit this year, but still has a ton of star players and offensive weapons. I'm thinking of guys like Chris Terry and Rocco Grimaldi. You can go down the list, and those guys factored in, but the Monsters came away with a nice win. So that set the table for a game in Grand Rapids the next day on New Year's Eve that did not go according to plan. Monsters fell 5-1. Trent Vogelhuber called it the worst performance from the team this year, and he's not one to mince words, so you can take his word for it there. Let's just do what the Monsters did and turn the page on that. Moving on, this was, I think, one of the biggest wins of the year on the road in Toronto. A resilient effort. They were down 1-0, came back to win 2-1, and that's a 4-0 record against the Marlies, Kaylee. I know this is your second year in the league, but let me just tell you, the Toronto Marlies are usually just a fearsome force in the American League and in the North Division. So going 4-0 against Toronto, that's kind of a notch on your belt.
I remember you and I had this discussion at some point this season already on the podcast, just how much of a fight that they put up. And every time that we play them, it's such an intense game. And it's really nice to see, especially with that division matchup. And it's so huge. You're fighting for points. You're fighting for the standings. You're fighting for so much. And just the fact, I don't even know what our record was against them last year, but just seeing that so far we've swept them.
Well,
are you kidding?
This year we play them 8 times. The Monsters play them 8 times. Last year it was only 4. Usually
okay.
It's 8. And so on the one hand, I was like, ooh, those are going to be 4 more tough games. But I love going up to Toronto. It's the center of the hockey universe. You can feel that just walking around the city. So it's fun to go there. It's even more fun when you can win the game, and that's what the Monsters did. And then you cap the road trip with a really hard-fought game in Rochester. The Amerks are a team that I think they're better than their record this season. They're always tough. Everything is just a scratching and clawing battle to get against them when you play them, and they have a lot of really skilled guys, too, in their lineup. So, you know, tough game. I know the team was upset to lose that game. It was kind of one where there were a couple of mistakes made at key times, and then the Monsters just not able to generate any offense down the stretch in that game. So, you know, it's a long season. I came out of this trip, Kaylee, sort of feeling like with our listenership with the Monsters, like in therapist mode a little bit here. Like, guys, I know we've had
okay.
a lot of success in the start of the season, but sometimes, and I even asked Vogues about this, sometimes when you have success at the beginning of the year, it's easy to sort of feel like that's always going to happen and things are going to come easy to you. And that's not going to be the case in the playoffs. It's never going to be the case throughout the whole season. So maybe having a couple of stinging losses, like in Grand Rapids and then that game in Rochester, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world, just to remember that feeling, to push yourself to that standard of play that the Monsters have had throughout the year.
I was talking to somebody else in the office, and they were just like, oh, what a really tough loss. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like they needed that. And winning is great. We're doing fantastic. Everything is going so well. Everybody kind of needs to be knocked down a peg to go up 2 more. And I really think that that kind of lit a fire under them, so to say. And I know that they had a tough loss on the road, but then coming back Saturday for that 6-5 OT win, unbelievable.
Yeah, that was super fun. And I can tell you, a week on the road, it gets long. It feels like more than a week with when you have practice days and off days in there with the game days. So the guys were ready to get off the road, even with that, you know, travel that is undesirable coming back from Roch, getting in 3-4 in the morning. The good news is the Amerks were in the same boat, of course, with the Monsters.
Sure.
But yeah, that game was amazing. It's just so great to come back to that building and to have 13,692 folks screaming like crazy in there with you on a great, meaningful promo night with Rainbow Babies and Children's Night, the specialty jerseys and the whole thing. Bit of a sloppy game to start. Let's not kid ourselves here. It was back and forth, but the Monsters made a goaltending change heading into the third period, got Jet Greaves in there. You know, he kind of slammed the door. It's like a relief pitcher in baseball. You know, he came in, he was ready to go, gave up one on 12 shots in that third frame. But the Monsters end up with big performances from a lot of guys. Multi-point efforts from Owen Sillinger, who had two helpers, Gaudette and Christensen, a goal and an assist each. Let's remember that Jake Christensen was just assigned back from Columbus to Cleveland prior to the game the previous night. Of course, he didn't meet the team on the road, so this was his return, and he certainly made an impact. Justin Pearson with a three-point night, and then Trey Fix-Wolanski with another magical moment. I mean, I talk about this with fans a lot. These moments, you know, in overtime where you have that crowd, you have that energy, they're all worked up and they're just waiting for that moment to explode. Trey has been the catalyst for so many of those over the years. This was another record-setting situation where it was his 11th game-winning goal in his career, so he ties Zach Delpy's club record there. We'll talk about that in our talking points segment, just where he is in all of those moments. But first, let's take a listen to another one of those magical moments at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, courtesy of the one, the only, Trey Fix-Wolanski.
Pass comes to Christensen, chips it, Fix-Wolanski, runs into Mezza, two auto breakaway, Fix-Wolanski in front, score! Trey Fix-Wolanski lifts the roof off Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, sold the pass, and he sends it past Tekarski, sending the Monsters into victory lane, and this crowd into hysterics. Fix-Wolanski's your hero as the Monsters prevail in overtime. 6-5, your final score.
Yeah, so cool, so great, and of course, a win. And that is the biggest thing for the Monsters here. So Rochester earns a point, but Cleveland, at this point, Kaylee, now just shy of halfway through the season. The Monsters, 23-9-1-0, 47 points, 7 points clear of Syracuse for the top of the North Division. And just a really big announcement made to the rest of the AHL that if you look at Cleveland, you're looking at one of the contenders for a championship in the league this year.
And I know that you mentioned Jet shut the door. He sealed the deal. His record right now is 17-4. 17-4 right now. And additionally, another highlight from that game, besides the jerseys and just the atmosphere of the game, it's just so wonderful to feel the love in there. They actually did a live moment. They sent it over to UH, and you got to see the children in there, and two of our hosts, Grover and Kelly, were there, and they got to start the Let's Go Monsters chant. I'm, like, getting chills, like, thinking about it. It was the coolest thing I think we've ever done, and the fans loved it. Just making that pure connection. I know that there were some children who got to write the I Skate For signs, and they were on there, but just bringing those kids who couldn't make it to the game, phenomenal. So, that heartfelt moment aside, Jake got at Selly. Did you see it? I did.
I saw it in the moment. I think I referenced it in the moment.
Okay, points good.
To the camera, recognized the lens there. That's some good awareness here on a marketing.
Yes, and so the best part is that the AHL actually posted it and said, is it too early to give Jake Gaudette Selly of the Year? Unbelievable, and especially, I know I said heartfelt game, all that good vibe, but like having that Selly in such an important just feel good game felt even better.
Yeah, it was cool. So if you didn't see it, what happened is he's coming down the right wing. He scores a goal off the rush. I think it was far post and in. And then he's coming around the back of the net and he sees the camera there in the corner, locates that lens like a movie star, and then just points right at it. And then a nice smash on the glass for the fans too. Yeah, good stuff from Jake Gaudette, one of many Monsters players that's really taken a big step these last few weeks. Roman Ashan comes to mind. Owen Sillinger comes to mind. Many other guys. So team's in a great spot right now, and first place when you head on into the new year, that's a good place to be. So, Kaylee, I think that'll do it for our warm-up segment. We went about double time on that.
That's okay.
That's okay. We're going to take a quick break on the Monsters Eye View podcast. When we come back, we'll hit our talking points. We'll talk about Trey Fix-Wolanski's franchise records as we conclude our Fixie watch for the 23-24 season. And we've got big news on the All-Star game. We know Trent Vogelhuber's going there, but who else will be headed out to San Jose? We'll find out when we come back on the Monsters Eye View podcast presented by Main Event. Walking into a Main Event is like entering a new world of lights, music, entertainment, and laughter. A trip to Main Event is a chance for the whole family to reconnect, celebrate, compete, eat, and play. When you're with us, each and every moment together is the Main Event. Visit Main Event in Avon or online at MainEvent.com. Back on the Monsters Eye View podcast presented by Main Event. Let's get into our talking points now with Kaylee Lane. I'm Tony Brown. Well, Kaylee, let's start with the man himself, Trey Fix-Wolanski, because this season we've talked a lot about his pursuit of these club records, and now he's pretty much achieved the entire whole kit and caboodle here. He's got goals. He's got the assists. He's got the points. He's got the power play goals, and now he's tied in the game-winning goals.
Yep.
Yeah, not bad. I think we can officially call it the most productive player in the history of the team. And on top of that, a real icon for the Monsters.
I think this year he's really grown, and obviously he was here last year. And I think how many seasons has he been here at this point?
Parts of five, I think. His first games with the team were in the playoffs in 2019.
So. Okay. And it's just nice to see him kind of evolving. And I know last year he was doing really well. He was top of the team in points, like doing his thing. But this year it's just like he has this spark, and I can't even describe it. When he hits the ice, I always prep. I'm like, something is going to happen and it's going to be good. I always have the graphics lined up just in case. But on top of all those achievements, he only needs one more assist to hit 100 AHL assists.
Oh, there
you go. As well. So there's one more, just a typical milestone that he'll hit.
Right.
But still, add it to his list.
Yeah.
Dog of the game last week. What more can he achieve this season?
Dog of the game. Love that. And it was undeniable that he would be the guy with the game-winning goal and two goals in that big 6-5 overtime win over Roch. But, you know, what more can we say that we haven't said? Really not much. I mean, hats off to Fixie. One of the best. He's earned it. And he means something to these fans in Cleveland. And I know that fact means something to him. So that's really great. One of the greatest to do it in this sport, in this city, ever. Speaking of the devil, let's talk now about the AHL All-Star Classic, which is coming up, Kaylee, in San Jose, California, at TechCU Arena on the 4th and 5th of February. We heard earlier, a couple of weeks back, that Trent Vogelhuber, Monsters head coach, is because the Monsters are in first place in the North Division standings. He's going to be going to coach the North Division side, and we found out just today that he's going to have some familiar faces in his dressing room for that game. Why don't you do the honors? There will be not one, not two, but three All-Star recipients for Cleveland this year, or representatives, I should say, out west with Trent. Who are they going to be?
That's a lot of pressure. Wow, thank you for that. So starting off with Trey Fix-Wolanski.
Shocking.
Of course. Number two, Jake Christensen.
Yeah, well learned.
And number three, Jet Greaves.
Oh, man. And I'm so happy for all three of those guys, but Jet especially.
I'm pumped.
You know,
I'm pumped.
I know Christie's been there before. He filled in for David Juracek last year. But all three of these guys just deserve it. Their production is completely undeniable this year. And when you look at the overall league numbers, I mean, let's just go through it right now, starting with the goalies. 17 wins. I mean, you know, in pitching, sometimes they say, you know, the only stat that really counts is the win column. And in hockey, too, that's not always up to just the goaltender or the pitcher or whatever. It's a team thing. But Jet is leading the league with 17 wins in 21 appearances, 17-4-0. He's got one shutout this year, 2.68 goals against, 9.13 save percentage. Until recently, he was 10-0 in road games.
Unbelievable.
And he's up there in the top three league-wide in minutes played, which tells you that he's a true number one here, and in saves, which is a similar stat there that just shows you how much he's been playing, how much success he's had. So there's no other way to slice it. He's one of the best goalies in the American Hockey League this season, and I'm so happy for him to get this recognition as he'll be at the All-Star Classic. Let's talk Jake Christensen for a minute here, a guy that for a very long time has been getting the job done for the Monsters. Just happy for him, too, again, he got to go last year. That still counts. He was at the All-Star game, but he was an injury replacement. Not this year. He's got to be one of the guys to receive that honor. Top 10 in the league in points this season. Among defensemen, that is, with 24 points. He's, seventh in the league right now. And he just does everything well. He plays in every single situation you could possibly imagine for the Monsters. When he leaves, Cleveland misses him. The chemistry he's got with with Cole Clayton on that, what's become the clear top defensive pair for the team. I'm a big fan of Christie and what he does on the ice and the way he carries himself as a pro, the growth he's experienced here in his time in Cleveland. Hats off to Jake. This is going to be great to watch him again at that stage. And then finally, Trey Fitz-Wilanski, of course. What more, again, can we say about a guy who's leading the team in scoring right now? 32 points puts him tied for fifth in the league. So you just look at the numbers, and you don't have to think deeper into it. These are some of the best players in the league, and they're going to be in San Jose with their coach, Trent Vogelhuber, for the All-Star game. So I know you feel the same way. The whole staff feels the same way. Really big congratulations to those three guys, Jet Greaves, Jake Christensen, Trey Fitz-Wilanski, and Trent Vogelhuber, All-Stars in the American League this year. What a fun thing to tell the folks.
Get the name on the map, especially when coaching. I know it's been mentioned before, he's the youngest coach in the AHL. It's only his second season with the team. And just the growth from last season to this season as a coach that he's had with this team. I know we had a lot of returners, but just the fact that he is so young and having such an accomplishment like this under his belt so early in his coaching career is going to take him so far.
Well, you ask Trent and he sort of demurs, as is his nature, it's a team award and I'm just representing what the staff is doing. Yeah, but there's somebody's name that's on the hook for the wins and losses, and it's his, and a lot more wins than losses this year. So
sure.
Great stuff all around. It's exciting to send those guys westward, pack in one extra road trip in what is a busy schedule, but this will be a fun one for them. Jet Greaves, Trey Fitz-Wilanski, Jake Christensen, Trent Vogelhuber, all headed to the All-Star game. It's kind of good to have some numerous Cleveland names in the mix this year. That's it for our Talking Points segment. We're going to take one more quick break. On the other side, we'll see what's on the docket as the Monsters have some big events coming up, both Tour with the Monsters and Tip a Monster. If you don't know what those are, we'll tell you about it, and we'll look ahead to the Monsters' upcoming homestand, which will be just about 5 weeks long, and I know we are all very excited for that. That's what's coming up on the Monsters iView podcast, which continues next, courtesy of our friends at Main Event. Walking into a Main Event is like entering a new world of lights, music, entertainment, and laughter. A trip to Main Event is a chance for the whole family to reconnect, celebrate, compete, eat, and play. When you're with us, each and every moment together is the Main Event. Visit Main Event in Avon or online at MainEvent.com. Everyone on the Monsters iView podcast presented by Main Event with Kaylee Lane, Tony Brown back with you here, and it's time to take a look at what's on the docket for the Monsters. And in addition to a whole bunch of home games coming up, which we're going to talk about in a minute, there's also some big events coming up for the Monsters, and one of those is Tip a Monster. We'll talk about what that is in a second, but tickets for the Tip a Monster annual charity dinner are going super fast, and you're going to want to join the Monsters at the Metropolitan at the 9 for a special evening of fun and fundraising for the Monsters Community Foundation. And if you've been in the past, the event's going to be a little different this year, so we're really excited about this new era for Tip a Monster, which returns after a couple of years off. This event's going to sell out. I mean, it definitely will, so you got to act fast. Get your tickets today if you can at clevelandmonsters.com/tip. That's clevelandmonsters.com/TIP. So, Kaylee, Tip a Monster is coming up on the 30th of January, and the Metropolitan at the 9, right downtown. The Vault is a very cool space inside a larger, very cool space at the 9, and it's going to be a little bit more of a highbrow event this season. You know, it's a big fundraiser for the Monsters Community Foundation. So not just the ticket sales, but the tips that are generated at the event, they go a long way to making a real impact in the community with what the Monsters do, you know, year over year. And I'm excited. This is going to be your first tip of Monster.
It
gets
ever.
A little wild and crazy, or at least it always has. But it's been sort of presented to us as a little bit different this year, maybe slightly more upscale. So I'm interested to see what that really means, because I'm not sure what it's going to be.
I have no idea what to expect. I'm just excited regardless. I'm excited for the content that will be produced from this event, but more importantly, how much money this will drive in for the Monsters Community Foundation.
Yeah.
It's just fundraising is such a big aspect of us, and you see players getting involved with community. You have Brennan Gaunce with the Cleveland APL and Carson's Crew, and you have all these really fun player initiatives that just give back to the community, and what better than to give to the Monsters Community Foundation, who then give it right back. So
yeah,
it's really cool. Great.
And it's a fun night, and it's a chance for the fans to get some like actual serious time with the players. From my understanding, everyone at the event's going to have a player sitting at their table dining with them throughout the entire night. Some VIP tickets are available that include some sort of like a cocktail hour with the players. So if you wanted to, you know, have a chance to meet your favorite player, to talk to them beyond what you might get at an autograph session or at another team event, this would be a great opportunity. So I would encourage anyone who's curious to, you know, give the Monsters a call if you want to learn more. But more importantly, hop online, clevelandmonsters.com/TIP. That's clevelandmonsters.com/tip, and get your tickets for Tip a Monster today. So that is coming up at the end of January. Kaylee, before we get into the homestand, we've also got a cool event coming up in just about a week, maybe less than a week now, week from yesterday, with Tour with the Monsters. Now, this is something we've done already once this year, but Tour with the Monsters is presented by the University Hospital Straczynski Sports Medicine Institute, and it's coming to Lakewood this time. So that means the Monsters take team practice from Brunswick Automart Arena in Strongsville, where, full disclosure, we are located right now.
Right now.
instead of practicing here at the normal practice facility, they're going to go to Winterhurst Ice Arena in Lakewood. Again, that's Monday, January the 15th at 5 p.m. You can stick around after practice, so you not only get to watch practice, which will take place, usually it does in the morning, now it'll be in the evening, but after practice, there's an open skate and an autograph session on the ice. So you and maybe your kids or whoever you're taking to Tour with the Monsters get to skate on the ice with the guys. I mean, what a cool chance. So you can get some selfies, you can get some autographs. And for more info on Tour with the Monsters, visit clevelandmonsters.com/community. So we hope to see everyone there. I know you're going to be there, and our junior reporter is going to be there too.
Absolutely. He'll be covering the event. We had our last year junior reporter do something similar. So we'll send him around to the players, ask some questions, get him kind of acclimated. But if you guys don't follow us on social, follow us at Monsters Hockey. We just posted about it, and we were so excited to have this event. It is our last one of the season, so make sure you do not miss it. Again, it's on Monday, January 15th at Winterhurst Ice Arena, 5 o'clock. See you there.
Yeah, see you there. That's what's coming up on the docket with Tour with the Monsters and, of course, Tip a Monster. But let's take just a second here, Kaylee, to take a look at the schedule coming up for Cleveland, because after this one more trip to Utica and Syracuse, couple long bus rides left, then the Monsters are going to be home sweet home for quite some time. And I know that is a rare opportunity during the regular season for the players, coaches, and for all of us that travel with the team. So the Monsters from, Friday, January the 19th, will be home for, count them up, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 straight games all the way through Tuesday, February the 13th. So that's like 5 weeks. That's over a month straight of home games. We'll have, I think, 3 telecasts in there over that stretch. Opponents that the fans will be seeing at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse include Lehigh Valley, Toronto, Hartford, for the first time ever going to make their way to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So that's going to be awesome in the end of last weekend there in January. Then the Chicago Wolves are in. The Charlotte Checkers will be in alongside former Monster captain Zach Dalpe, now Charlotte's captain, and then Grand Rapids too. So a great mix of opponents that fans have seen over the years, like GR and Chicago and Toronto, and then also some great clashes out of that Atlantic Division. So getting outside the North Division to play the Phantoms and the Wolfpack and the Checkers, it's going to be an amazing homestand, and that will stretch again from January the 19th all the way to February the 13th. I mean, you cover a lot of the road games too, so you know sort of what it's like. I know a lot of our staff forgets the road games exist, but they do. And they won't be able to forget this long homestand. It means a lot of great work, but also a lot of great crowds, a lot of great energy, and hopefully a lot of great wins for Cleveland coming up.
And not to mention, a lot of great content. Are we kidding? This is amazing. For somebody who helps run and create the social media that we put out to you guys and all that content, them being home is just a pot of gold. There is so much opportunity. So like Tony had said, January 19th to February 13th, we are starting with the Monsters Hockey Club Appreciation Night on January 19th and ending with a fun little Galentine's Day game.
Nice.
But I'm really excited. I love when the team is home. Our content just picks up, and you guys as fans have been so interactive with everything that we've been putting out. So again, we really appreciate it. We're here to help you and showcase everything to you. So again, don't forget to follow us on social at Monsters Hockey.
There you have it, Monsters, and the homestand of all homestands coming up here, and that's what's on the docket for Cleveland. We'll take one more break on the Monsters Eye View podcast. On the other side, it's time for Kaylee's questions, and I think you've got a really good one, thought-provoking question today. Excited to hear what the players had to say, and in these next few seconds, I will try to formulate an answer of my own because it's a tricky one today. So we'll find out what that is coming up in just a minute. You're listening alongside Kaylee Lane to Tony Brown on the Monsters Eye View podcast, presented by our great friends at Main Event, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. Walking into a Main Event is like entering a new world of lights, music, entertainment, and laughter. A trip to Main Event is a chance for the whole family to reconnect, celebrate, compete, eat, and play. When you're with us, each and every moment together is the Main Event. Visit Main Event in Avon or online at MainEvent.com. Welcome back to the Monsters Eye View podcast, presented by Main Event. Thanks to Main Event on board as our sponsor for the Monsters Eye View podcast. So thankful for that. All right, Kaylee, this is the part of the podcast everyone's been waiting for.
Of course.
Time for Kaylee's questions, and you hit the boys with a doozy this week. What do you got?
Yeah, they actually told me this was one of my best ones, and I asked them, are there more doors or wheels in the world?
Doors or wheels? So, and we need some clarification. We were talking about this. So mm-hmm. wheels can include not just like, you know, tires on a vehicle or a wheel, you know, like that. It could be in machinery, right? Anything that's a wheel that rotates and has a function.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Toys, toy cars, that would count. What I had originally thought about was dollhouses and just the millions of doors and like all that stuff. So yeah, those count.
Those toward, do count.
So. Yes, because they're considered a door.
A door. Okay. So like a portal of any kind.
But in my opinion, they count because they're technically a door of on the toy.
Okay.
I don't know what the grand scheme of things, but in my opinion, that counts. But I will say,
well, it's your questions. You're making the rules.
I know. I'm going to make the rules here. Googled it. Have absolutely no answer. But from my point of view, I just think of factories, conveyor belts, millions and millions of wheels.
Okay.
I'm on team wheels.
Yeah, I'm pondering this, and I think it's probably got to be wheels, right? Because mm-hmm. doors, there are many more doors than you think because, you know, one thing that comes to mind when you think of doors, like hotels, right? We're in hotels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the door to get into the room. There's the door to the bathroom, right? And so then how many rooms in a hotel? And then how many hotels in a city? And then, you know, apartment buildings and hospitals and you name it. It's crazy. It's an insane amount. The answer is probably infinite on both. But maybe I'd say wheels, too. Yeah, the wheel, whenever that was invented, certainly turned out to have some staying power, right?
Because and that's what I'm saying.
It's incorporated into our life in every possible way you could ever imagine. So let's go. I think we're both on team wheel.
Team wheels. And I will report that the team is about 90% wheels.
Okay.
Now, I won't expose yet who said doors. You guys will see that in the TikTok at Monsters Hockey. But 90% wheels.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. Kaylee's questions, hard hitting as always. And these are the things we really need to get to the bottom of. So I really appreciate it, Kaylee. Great stuff there. And make sure you follow the Monsters on all the social media channels, including TikTok, as Monsters Hockey has what you need to know. What do the players think? Doors or wheels? How many more are there? Whatever, they'll tell you. Check it out. It's going to be great. Well, Kaylee, thanks for your great work on another great episode of the Monsters Eye View podcast. Again, thanks to our sponsors at Main Event. But before we say so long here, anything else you want to add?
No, as always, follow us on social, like Tony said, and I've plugged at Monsters Hockey. We love bringing you guys content. Don't forget to like, share, comment, interact with us. We love to see what you guys think.
Okay, curveball for you on the way out. All right, we've got four individuals heading to the All-Star game, okay? Theoretically, if we were to pick one more, like an alternate maybe on the team that would fill in for one of those guys if they couldn't go, theoretically, in your opinion, who would that be this year?
James Malatesta.
Malatesta, okay, I like
James Malatesta, I think. I mean, obviously, it's his rookie season, all that stuff, but just watching him, he feels so well-rounded so early to me, and just he just plays such a nitty-gritty style of hockey. And I even said in my head, I was like, if those guys don't get picked, I just had Malatesta in the back of my head. I was like, he could be such a good option, but in my opinion, okay, if we didn't send the three that we are sending, he would be my first backup.
All right. Well, I threw you the question. You answered it. I've got an answer, too, and I'm going with Carson Meyer. Because let's not forget, he's got 14 goals this year, which puts him among the league leaders, at least top 10 or somewhere in there. And he's meant a lot to the team this year. He leads the team in goals and penalty minutes. You love when that happens. And plays with an edge, but also is one of the key leaders on this team. So for all the guys that didn't get selected, I mean, you know, it's a tough thing to emerge, you know, on that all-star roster. But for those that did, it's got to be among the seasons in franchise history with the most all-star recognition for Cleveland all time. And it's well-earned. And the best season that the team has put together to this point in the schedule ever in the history of the club. So great stuff. Kaylee, thanks again. That's it for this episode of the Monsters Eye View podcast. For Kaylee Lane, I'm Tony Brown. Thanks to all of you for listening, most of all, and thanks to our friends at Main Event for their support. That's it for another episode of the Monsters Eye View podcast. We'll talk to you next time, courtesy of Main Event. So long, everybody.